So this is the lab wing. We have on this hallway lots of different chemistry labs, and I'll show you the biology lab where we run a lot of the energetic samples.
Elizabeth Sidden, who goes by EBET, used to spend a lot of her time in that biology lab. It's in Auk Bay at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Research Facility. As a PhD student, Sidden wanted to understand what happens to fish like pollock when the cold, cold Bering Sea gets a little warmer. A whole corner of the lab is taken up with equipment for the impressively named bomb calorimeter. Sidden would work for hours, exploding fish.
You dry the fish, grind it into a pellet, put it into this, and essentially blow up the fish pellet, and you look at the change in the temperature of the water bath surrounding it, and that converts to calories. It's the same process they use to figure out the calories in your food.
Sidden still gets to do some research, but these days she spends most of her time talking to other scientists. She puts together something called the Ecosystem Status Report for the Bering Sea. It's a big document, a couple hundred pages, designed to give the managers of Alaska's fisheries a well-rounded look at what's happening in that part of the ocean. So the report is about fish, of course, but it looks much further.
We also want to think about what their food source is doing and what their predator populations are doing and what the temperature is doing.
Sidden talks to climatologists, oceanographers, and all kinds of biologists. But she also talks to fishermen and really anyone who's seen weird stuff. Seabirds washing up dead or fish swimming belly up but still alive. Sidden asks all of them what they're seeing out there right now. And then she tries to put together all the pieces.
And that's the fun part, I think, of my job is to say, well, maybe it's not a one-off observation. Maybe it actually is really linked to all of this other stuff we're seeing, and we just haven't, you know, we just need to make that connection.
The report doesn't make specific recommendations on how to manage fish stocks, but it does try to tell a story. And for the last couple years, Sidden says, the story has been pretty dramatic. In the winter of 2017 to 2018, a combination of warmer water and unusual pressure zones and wind patterns meant there was almost no sea ice in the northern Bering Sea. It was, Sidden says, unprecedented. But then the next year, this past winter, it all happened again.
I said, we can't be saying unprecedented again. We need a new terminology. And so, you know, we have been calling it this double whammy of two pretty harsh conditions for the system to respond to.
Is that an official term?
We are calling it the official definition of a double whammy.
In July, Sidden received the Presidential Early Career Award for scientists and engineers. The honor recognizes her scientific achievements as well as her leadership and community outreach. Sidden made a quick trip to Washington, D.C. to accept the award, but now she's back in Juneau and looking ahead. Alaska's Fishery Management Council meets a few times throughout the year, but the final quotas for 2020 will be set in December. With most scientists wrapping up their summer research, Sidden says it will be a mad dash from now until the council meeting to pull together the report, to find the story in a sea of data. But she says that's the fun part. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.